If your team got guaranteed money, tell them call me.
Whoop. Make me say my, my, my.
I done been around the world.
Yeah, I was made for this.
Player Performance with J.A. Cavalier.
Welcome back to another episode of Player Performance. I am J.A. Cavalier, your favorite capper's favorite capper. Here we go, NFL Week 8. We are locked, loaded, and ready to roll. We're going to get into it in just a second. First, do us a favor. Smash that like button. Appreciation is always appreciated. If you're new to the show, be sure to subscribe to the channel. We do this every week. Break down the NFL card. Give you guys the information needed to beat the books. We're going to get into NFL Week 8 in just a second. But first, let's recap Week 7 with Tessa Hall.
Back it up.
One more time.
All right, let's see that again.
Here's your NFL Week 7 recap. If I had to bet anything to save my family from falling off a cliff, it'd be Derek Carr blowing a game late. Baker Mayfield is ice cold in the kitchen. The restaurant has fired him, and he is now warming up his food. Maybe Justin Fields is the issue in Chicago. An undrafted rookie just balled out and got them a win. Same goes for Deshaun Watson. Two straight wins for the Browns without him. Riverboat Ron is on a whitewater trail, and there are signs of a massive drop-off. The Detroit steam might be blowing over, blown out by Baltimore. In this week's The NFL Makes No Sense, the deader-than-dead Patriots handed the Bills a loss. The Josh Dubs happy story has turned into a nightmare for the Hawks. F those picks is going to come back to F the Rams for many years, it seems. The Chiefs should just let Taylor Swift play QB at this rate. Packers fans, this is what it's like to not have a Hall of Fame QB. Enjoy the next few decades. Kelly Green jerseys for Philly? Was there ever a doubt? Primetime Kirk Cousins just needed Kyle Shanahan in the building to get a dub.
All right, so 6-4 plus 3.5 units on the show last week. Again, room for improvement, but a good week overall. Of course, our best bet did cash again. Listen, this year, this season, we are perfect on this show on best bets. Guys, again, go ahead, smash that like button. If you're new to the channel, be sure to subscribe. We do it all here every week. We give away free picks and leans. Again, 6-4 last week on the show, plus 3.5 units. So let's discuss how we got there. Bears team total, that one lost. The Indianapolis Colts plus 3, we cashed that. Bills Patriots under, we lost that. McLaurin over 70 yards. McLaurin was pretty much shut out for the first three quarters. All of those yards built up in the fourth. Cashed another top prop. McLaurin over 70 yards receiving. The Atlanta Falcons first half, that one was pretty much easy. Cashed that. Again, the Baltimore Ravens, best bet for the show. Another best bet winner. Ravens start to finish just kicked the Lions' teeth in. Rams Steelers, we had the over in that game. Took an L there. Came back with the Seattle Seahawks. That one was tight pretty much throughout, but we did cash the ticket on the Seattle Seahawks. We also cashed the ticket on the Denver Broncos, winning that game outright, pretty much wire-to-wire cover. And, of course, we dropped the Chargers. I actually had a pretty sizable play on the Chargers, so we did lose that. But it's okay. It's all good. 6-4 on the show, plus 3.5. You got to love winning. And speaking of winning, Hunter LaPointe, 90-13, you are last week's gift card winner. Step right up and claim your gift card, Amazon gift card. You want to join this week's giveaway? It's simple. Just subscribe to the channel, drop a like on this episode, then drop a comment below. Best comment wins a $200 Amazon gift card. All right, that's it. Let's move on for what everybody's been waiting for. Good week last week, but room for improvement. This week, we strive for perfection. And here we go, NFL Week 8.
In about 4 seconds, a teacher will begin to speak.
Rams versus Cowboys.
Cowboys are laying 6.5. The total is at 45.5. Just follow the movement, take the under. The line continues to drop. So you want to get this number before it drops below 45. Dallas is going to limit the Rams' offense. The Rams scored less than 20 points in 3 games so far this season. Now look, I like everyone else, love Stafford, but it seems like he got his Super Bowl and then just rested. His best days are far behind him. 7 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, and Dallas has the 3rd best passing defense in the league. And remember, there really isn't a run game for the Rams to speak of, so there's no bailout for Stafford. Kyron Williams is on the IR. Ronnie Rivers is sidelined. And they traded Cam Akers in week two. Dallas allows the fourth fewest points in the league. LA scores 22 a game as is. That ranks 16th. Dallas also has managed just 30 points last 2 weeks. Cowboys offense, not quite the same. Mostly dink and dunk. Everything has been underneath short throws. Dallas used to be a top five offense as far as yards per play, but this year, they're 20th. I expect the same exact type of game that we got last year. Dallas beat the Rams last season 22-10. You have to expect the same type of results here. The under has also hit in three straight for LA, four of their last five. The Cowboys trend under as well, seven of their last 10. So give me the Rams Cowboys under the posted total. Right now it's 45.5. I like this a lot at 45. I'll even go as low as 44, but nothing below that.
Saints versus Colts.
Colts are laying 1.5. The total here is set at 43.5. So I got kicked in the nuts back in the Saints against the Jaguars. But you know, old habits die hard, and I'm doing it again. Give me the Saints plus the points. All the value here is on the Saints. They're getting a point and a half. The offense does leave much to be desired, but that Saints defense is legit. Top 10 against the pass, against the run, and total defense. Saints are 7th in scoring defense. They only allow 18 points a game. Colts continue with the stash at quarterback. Gardner Minshew gets the nod, and he's going to be uncomfortable in this one. The Colts blew a game last week in the loss to the Browns, but forget the luck rankings. They gave up 30 points in that game. You can't give up 30 points and then cry foul. They're 3-11 their last 14 games. They don't benefit from home cooking either, just 1-8 straight up in their last 9 in Indy. We all know the Saints are going to keep games close, and they absolutely own the Indianapolis Colts. New Orleans is 8-2 against the spread, its last 10 games against Indy. Minshew has been sacked 7 times, picked off 4 in the last 2 games. No way he's going to pile it on against this defense. Give me the New Orleans Saints plus the points.
Patriots versus Dolphins.
Dolphins are laying 9.5. The total here is at 47. Give me the Dolphins. I'll lay the points. Look, double-digit spreads in the Dolphins don't scare me. Miami's been double-digit favorites twice already this season. They've covered both of those games. I know the two teams played early in September. Fairly close game, 24-17. But that game wasn't as close as the final score. Patriots were pretty much lucky to be in that game, and they did have a chance at the end. But look, New England's fresh off of an upset over Buffalo, coming in feeling fat and happy. The public may think that they're back, but no. This is still the worst offense in football. The Patriots are 31st in scoring. They score 12 points per game. Being that blind squirrel last week, finding that nut against Buffalo, that doesn't mean that the Mac attack is suddenly going to do damage. Not against Vic Fangio's defense. Miami has stumbled already twice, but both of those games were on the road. They're perfect at the Hard Rock this season. 7 of the last 10 against New England, covered in 8 of those 10. 6th in average scoring margin, but at home, they ranked 1st. The Dolphins have won their 3 home games by 28 points or more. Miami has won 15 of its last 17 at home, covered 5 of the last 6 against the Patriots. The Patriots are just 2-9 against the spread in their last 11, and they haven't covered against the Dolphins in 6 straight. This is going to make it 7 on Sunday. Give me the Miami Dolphins. Lay the 9.5.
J.A. Cavaliers Pro Football Triple Crown. 3 NFL games for this Sunday. 3 straight, 3 two-team parlays, 1 week, $99. His Pro Football Triple Crown must go 3-0 or the entire NFL season is free. J.A. Cavaliers Pro Football Triple Crown. Link in the description below. Click the link now and jump on the money train.
Jaguars versus Steelers.
Jaguars are laying 2.5. The total here is set at 41.5. Look, I told you guys last week, and it's not what I wanted. It isn't what I was hoping. I never wish bad fortune on anyone. But I did warn you. I said it was coming. I said the public was about to get smashed. And they, of course, did. But I don't think it gets any easier for the public this week. And this game is the perfect example. Complete pros versus Joe's game. The public, of course, they're all over the Jacksonville Jaguars. Why wouldn't they be? The Jags are on fire. But 61% of the money coming in on Pittsburgh. And if you listen to the show, then you already know where my money is. It's already sprinkled in and calculated into that 61%. I'm on the Pittsburgh Steelers money line. Pittsburgh is an extremely difficult place to play. Trevor isn't ready. The Jaguars aren't ready. The Steelers have won 4 of their last 5 at home, covering in 4 of those 5. 2-1 so far this season. One of those wins against the Baltimore Ravens, a far superior team to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Fatigue is also going to be an issue this week. It's going to catch up with Jacksonville. Remember, they were in London for 14 days. Then they had to come home and play a game at home, a divisional game. Short week, they go on the road and they play in New Orleans. Now they travel to Pittsburgh, which is arguably one of the most difficult places to play in the league. This is the straw that breaks the Jags' back. Their defense is allowing more than 3 scores a game. I expect Lawrence to be pressured all game long. Steelers have the 8th most sacks per game. And remember one thing, Mike Tomlin as a home underdog. And that's really all you need to know. Tomlin is the only head coach in the Super Bowl era to have a winning record at home as a dog. He's 15-10 straight up as a home dog. 17-5-3 against the spread in those 25 games. Pittsburgh, believe it or not, 8-2 straight up and against the spread last 10 games. They also cover 4 of their last 5 at home. With Tomlin running the show and his gaudy 77% cover rate as a home dog, I have to be on the Pittsburgh Steelers in this spot. Give me the Pittsburgh Steelers. They will win this game on the field. Take the Steelers money line.
Eagles versus Commanders.
Eagles are laying 6.5. The total here is at 43.5. So here it is, my top prop. A.J. Brown over 87.5 receiving yards. Look, ever since Brown publicly complained, crying on the sidelines against the Vikings, he's been torching the league. Here are his last 5 games in terms of yards. 137, 131, 127, 175, 131. Last week, his prop was set at 82.5. Obviously, he feasted on that. This has been pretty much free money. Brown and Hurts are on another level. Brown has 75 targets on the season. The next closest, Devonta Smith, just 50. The Commanders allow the 4th most passing yards per game. They allow the most yards per completion. That tells you one thing. Brown is going to have himself a day. Brown ranks 2nd in catches over 20 yards. He already has 14. This is easy money. A.J. Brown over 87.5 receiving yards.
Day, week, month, and season packages available on whylose.com. That's the letter Y, L-O-S-E.com.
Texans versus Panthers.
The Houston Texans are laying 3. The total is now at 43. The total jumped from 41.5 to 43 here. The Panthers might be bad, but they've hit 2 overs in a row. Their defense is atrocious, 31st in points allowed. Teams score an average of 31 points per game on this D. They rank dead last in DVOA, 36.7%. Houston above average offensively. C.J. Stroud obviously far outplaying Bryce Young all season. 9 touchdowns to 1 interception. Of course, we did call that interception on this show. Panthers allow the 26th most passing yards per play, the 2nd most rushing yards per play, and any team with a pulse is capable of hanging 30 on this team. But on the other side, the narrative is quite simple. This is the game that Bryce Young wants. This is the game that Bryce Young needs. We have all heard the chants of the kid's a bust. What, you don't think that he's heard it as well? Everyone is giving Stroud his flowers. Reports that scouts and coaches wanted Stroud instead of Bryce Young, but the owner forced Bryce Young on them. This is that game. This is the game that he gets to act as if. This is the game he can act as if he has a 12-inch penis. This is the game he can act as if he's the 1st overall pick in the fucking NFL draft. This is going to be the game that he comes out and resembles an NFL quarterback. Expect a track meet in this one, and here it is. Same game parlay, best bet for the show, the Carolina Panthers +3 and over the posted total. And remember, you heard it here first.
Bengals versus 49ers.
49ers laying 5.5. The total is set at 45. And I'm on the under in this spot, way under the posted total. Look, you never know what to expect from Burrow. 317 yards, 3 touchdowns against Arizona. But then he followed it up with 185 against the Seahawks. And it's almost hard to believe that since he's averaging just 16 points per game, that's 28th in the league. That puts them in the same category as teams like the Raiders and Patriots. The Niners, of course, were everybody's Super Bowl shoe-in. How things have changed. Now they've dropped 2 straight. No one knows who the real Purdy is. Significant injuries. San Francisco's defense, once thought to be the NFL's best, just got carved up on Monday night. Kirk Cousins put up 450-plus yards on them, averaged close to 7 yards per play. The Vikings had 9 drives in that game. All but one failed to gain at least 30 yards, and that, of course, was because of a Cousins interception. 49ers have scored just 17 points in back-to-back weeks. Cincinnati has scored 20 or less in 4 or 6 games. The under is hit in 6 of Cincy's last 8, 5 of the last 6 on the road. In the last 5 between these two teams, the under is 4-1. The under is the play in this game as well. It's hard to see either of these teams tearing it up on Sunday. Give me the under 45, way under the posted total of 45 points.
J.A. Cavaliers Pro Football Triple Crown. 3 NFL games for this Sunday. 3 straight, 3 2-team parlays, 1 week, $99. His Pro Football Triple Crown must go 3-0 or the entire NFL season is free. J.A. Cavaliers Pro Football Triple Crown. Link in the description below. Click the link now and jump on the money train.
That's right, guys. Get to YLose.com. That's the letter YLOSE.com. Free picks, stats, trends, scores, odds, and more. YLose.com. The letter YLOSE.com. And pick up this week's NFL Triple Crown. Premium plays. These are the games that our premium members get. 3 max bets for Sunday. 3 straight, 3 2-team parlays, 1 week, $99. Must go 3-0 or the entire season is free. Link in the description below. Well, guys, that's it for me this week. I am J.A. Cavalier. This has been Player Performance NFL Week 8. I'll see you back here next week as I break down the NFL card for Week 9. But until then, remember, bet with your heads, not above them.
Day, week, month, and season packages available on YLose.com. That's the letter Y, L-O-S-E.com.